The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, stark warnings have been issued by the HSE, by Unpust and others in relation to new scams circulating at the moment. To talk us through what you need to know, Ronan Murphy, Chief Executive of SmartTech 247, joins us. Okay, I don't know, phishing, smissing, all that kind of stuff. Tell us what we need to know, Ronan.
Good morning, Ivan. Yeah, I mean, the festive season really is, quite bountiful for the scammers. And as people's thoughts turn to, you know, online shopping and using their online banking, sadly, many get taken advantage of. So, I mean, there's a whole host of different scams. We often refer to it inside in SmartTech as the 12 scams of Christmas. And they go from your WhatsApp messages to online fraud, to refund scams, to Facebook scams. It feels like the list is endless in terms of how people are getting conned out of their hard-earned money during the festive season. So, some of the ones that have been quite prevalent in the media have been, we've heard of this taxi scam, and that's one of the ones where people are, they get shoulder surfed, meaning they're inside in a busy pub or a restaurant and somebody looks over their shoulder. They try and get the login details for their phone. And then throughout the course of the night, they try and steal their phone. They then try and log in and change the access credentials and access their online banking and so forth. So there's a whole range of different ones targeting different individuals. And I'm sure all of your listeners are familiar with getting the text message from Amazon or from Unpost or from FedEx saying your package is held up. In order to get it for Christmas time, you need to click on this link and pay this fine.
What's your advice to people in terms of, like, I was expecting in the post a Racing Post diary to come, and I got this text from Unpust, and Deirdre, who's a radar for these, said, I wouldn't answer that, like, because it's usually DPD or courier gives you the text, and it was a scam. In terms of, if I opened that text, am I already caught, or what do you have to do that steps you over the line of them getting into your account?
Yeah, it depends, right? So there's a different degree of sophistication to all of these targeted attacks, Ivan, right? So typically with the text messages, they're trying to redirect you to a specific website where you're going to share some personal information with them. It might be login information, it might be financial information. And then once you get on the hamster wheel of sharing your information with them, the scam escalates in terms of them trying to steal your money. If you click on, for example, one of those links in Facebook where your friends, your family say, oh, by the way, can you click on this link? That's a little bit more sinister insofar as it'll immediately hijack your Instagram or your Snapchat or your Twitter or your Facebook account, and that leads to all sorts of problems. So depending on what it is you get targeted with, it's got a differing degree of severity based on that click.
Well, what are the iron rules of things you should never do?
The iron rules of things you should never do is always think before you click. So when you get a text message, depending on what it's saying, or if you get a link from somebody, in most cases, just think before you click. And I would say in 95% of scenarios, it's a scam. It's designed to compromise
you. And what if you get a message to say, there's unusual activity on your debit card, please ring the bank? Could that be a scam?
In many cases, it is. Yeah, in many cases, that's a scam. And we've seen a lot of instances already in 2022 where people have fallen victim to having their accounts cleaned out because of that. So if you're uncertain about any activity on your bank card because you've been alerted, you ring the number on the back of your card and you query that directly yourself. But never trust a text message, even if it looks like it's come from a reputable number from your bank. If you're unsure about it, you ring the number directly on the back of your card.
And I see the latest one is to do with the HSE, where people, I see there's a warning from the HSE in today's papers. Tell us about that one.
Yeah, the COVID one is that's been going around a while, where you get your text message saying you've been in contact with someone who has COVID. Please click this link to log in and check your status or whatever it might be. And obviously, that's quite problematic for someone who might have health issues or for some of our older population. And it can be quite nervy for them, and they'll click on the link and so forth. Once they click on the link, it's trying to take their information. My own mother got one during the week, and she looked at it. She clicked on the link on her iPhone, right? Because she knew it was a scam, but she wanted to see what it was looking for. And immediately was looking for, look, pay your credit card information into this link, and we're going to send you out a testing kit. So, I mean, it was a bit silly to click on the link as it was, but they're all trying to capture different information.
Okay, finally, Ronan, if you do get conned, is there any comeback? Do you go to the cops? Can you get a refund from anybody?
It's a very painstaking process to try and recoup your funds in any regard. Sometimes with the bank, there's a degree of... there's a safety net to a degree, depending on how you get caught. But in 99% of scenarios, you are going to lose your money. You're not going to get it back. So with that in mind, just be so careful about what you click on, because the consequences are quite profound.
All right. My thanks to Ronan Murphy, Group Chief Executive at Smart Tech 247. You have been warned. They're getting more sophisticated, more evil. Just err on the side of ignoring it. Of course, some people need no encouragement to ignore their emails. They don't answer them at all. All right. Thanks indeed, Ronan.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.